You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. So today we explore the Hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, about the rights of children upon their parents, especially the father maybe. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it is the right of a child upon their father that he teaches them riding, swimming, and archery, and that he does not provide them except with lawful sustenance. So these teachings go beyond mere material provision, because we have a lot of other hadiths regarding the rights of both parents upon their children and children upon their parents. So they form a holistic framework for raising strong, capable, and righteous individuals. Islam doesn't separate physical and intellectual growth. But here, what is so special about swimming or archery? In the Prophet's time, archery was a vital skill for defense and survival. Today, we can extend this meaning to learning how to use weapons when needed, self-defense, or even practical life skills like driving, and so on. So the principle remains the same, equipping children with the skills they need to navigate their world. And do not provide them except with lawful sustenance. This part holds immense weight. Halal sustenance doesn't just refer to food. It includes wealth, ethics, and values. A child raised on honesty and purity grows into a person with integrity. What we provide our children directly shapes their character. So this hadith is one part of a larger picture. Other narrations emphasize choosing a good name for a child, for example, or teaching good manners and the Quran. These are mentioned in other ahadith. Preparing them for marriage and independence, guiding them with mercy, patience, and prayers. So these are all rights of children upon their parents. Parenthood is more than providing, it's shaping, teaching, and guiding. Islam gets a high standard, calling parents to be leaders, mentors, and protectors. The question we must ask ourselves is, are we fulfilling this trust? So many of children are under oppression from not decent parents, or parents who have not been educated well, parents who have been victims themselves. So they are going on with the same cycle, and they are not stopping the cycle. They should. We should. If we have been victims victims of some oppression from the society, from our maybe families, anyone, it doesn't mean that we have to victimize our own children who we love. So thank you for joining today's discussion. If this message resonated with you, share it with others. Until next time, may Allah bless you and your families. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.